If you don't do sound writing, you might consider how thinking about the affordances of audio composing may give you a new framework for seeing value in teaching it, or at least teaching with it.
We suggest that sound writing that explores the rhetorical and ethical affordances of audible human voices may foreground the ethical decisions implicit in writing.
We imagine that an approach to voice is relevant to many forms and scenes of rhetorical education, from introductory writing to graduate studies.
Our goal is not to speak only to the sound geeks and techies among us, but also to folks
like me,
who don't typically participate in these conversations or use these tools,
but who as writing teachers want their students of rhetoric and writing to learn to make ethical decisions around the stories they tell, their own and those of others.
What we offer is not a to-do list of activities to accomplish sound writing as an end in and of itself,
but rather as a heuristic for thinking pedagogically about sound writing.
We will describe what we've come to regard as a sleight of ear in dealing with the products of audible human voices.
And we offer all of this in the service of returning to the pedagogical values of sound writing as both a medium of expression
and as a heuristic for methodological invention in the teaching and conduct of qualitative inquiry.